Okay, we're starting. Good morning, everybody, and we thank you all for coming here to LACMA today. I'm Nancy Daly Rudin, Chair of the Board of Trustees of LACMA. Hosting Tutankhamun and the Golden Age of the Pharaohs has been a great opportunity for LACMA. We've been thrilled with the exhibition, which is both scholarly, stunning, and staggeringly successful. So much so that we have a very exciting announcement that the mayor is going to make a little later in this presentation. We at LACMA are committed to building and enhancing LACMA's place as the Museum of the People of Los Angeles. And as such, we will continue to present exhibits that are educational, energetic, entertaining, and most of all, appealing to the diverse cultures of Los Angeles. The crowds and the goodwill here, as you can even see today, speaks volumes about the direction we have and the commitment we are making to ensure that in Los Angeles, which we know is the city of the 21st century, LACMA will truly be the museum of the 21st century. Melody?
Thank you, Nancy. Good afternoon. I'm Melody Kanchak, president here at LACMA. I thought I'd share a few fun facts with you, tell you how we're doing with the exhibition so far. When LACMA decided to partner with AEG and AEI to bring this exhibition to Los Angeles, we wanted to accomplish three things. We wanted to bring new visitors to LACMA, and I'm proud to tell you that by exhibition end, we estimate more than 900,000 people will have come to see the show, so that is fabulous. 67% of those people are either brand new to LACMA or have not been here in the last 2 years. We're very excited about that. We also wanted our TUT visitors to see the rest of LACMA's permanent collection, all of our special exhibitions that are located over at LACMA East on the eastern side of our campus. That means the Mayan Kingship Show, Cezanne Pissarro, all of the other special exhibitions have really been much more popular than usual. We're happy to say that, and 15% of the people that have been to TUT have gone over to the east side of our campus in the same day, so that's terrific. The last thing we wanted to do is make sure that as many children as possible could see this exhibition. We project that over 100,000 children will see the exhibition by the end. We had 50,000 of those kids came in school tours, and you see that around us today, school tours like crazy all through the run of the exhibition. Nearly 10,000 of those kids received special docent-led tours of the exhibition, and 2,000 of them received free buses and free admission thanks to our corporate partners, Boeing and AT&T. So that's terrific. Also, we have a special exhibition just for children called The Pharaoh's World, and that's in our children's gallery, the Boone Children's Gallery. 60,000 children have been in that show since we opened in June, and 3,000 children have attended our free family programs. So we're delighted. This exhibition is terrific for LA, terrific for LACMA. It's not over yet. There's still plenty of tickets available. We really, really do thank everyone here, the mayor, our partners at AEG, all the people of Los Angeles for giving such a warm welcome to King Tut, to Tutankhamun and the Golden Age of Pharaohs. And with that, I'd like to introduce Tim Lewicki, our partner from AEG. Tim?
Thank you. Thanks. That's great. That's pretty good applause, eh? We must have done something right here today, Mayor. Actually, if you want to know the truth, the reason we're extending it 2 weeks is because I haven't had a chance to go through it yet. So I'm anxious to go through it here before it leaves. As you know, we have a very busy schedule. We take this from Los Angeles to Fort Lauderdale, where we open up December 15th, from Fort Lauderdale to Chicago and then Philadelphia and then eventually to the O2 in London. So we didn't have a lot of time in our schedule, but to the cooperation of our partners at AEI and the Egyptian government, they were very willing to allow it to stay here for an extra couple of weeks. We couldn't be more thrilled with the response. We made a conscientious decision to make sure we didn't put too many people through here. We could have done more people, but we chose to make sure that we valued the experience when they went through there and tried to find the right balance of the number of people and the number of hours and days compared to making sure it was a unique experience. We're really pleased and privileged to have this many kids that we were able to allow to experience the exhibition, so that was a fantastic experience. So we're excited about extending it 2 weeks. This is it. This is as far as we're going to be able to go, unfortunately, because we do need to move it on to Fort Lauderdale at that point. We're really proud that it started in our home city here in Los Angeles. I'm proud of the economic impact. And I must tell you one other thing. Actually, the mayor came to us and said he would summon me to court duty for the next year unless we did this two-week extension. And as usual, we have to do whatever the mayor says. So, Mayor, we couldn't be more joyed at the impact that we had in Los Angeles and also the impact we had on the museum. You've been great partners, and we're looking forward to other exhibitions in the future coming here. And I want to thank everybody for the support that they've shown this exhibition. Now I get to introduce my good friend and one of the most dynamic leaders I've ever been a part of, somebody who's doing wonderful things for the kids, for the children in the city of Los Angeles, Mayor Antonio Villagrosa.
Thank you, Tim. Laiwiki, thank you, Melody, and thank you, Nancy, all of you, for bringing us this wonderful exhibit. I mean, isn't it fitting that maybe the most famous king in the history of mankind opens up the exhibit here at the most famous city anywhere in the world? It's the city of America's promise and its hope. This is the city known around the world as the creative and entertainment capital of the world, and it's fitting that we have this great exhibit of Tutankhamun and the Golden Age of the Pharaohs. Well, that's hard. It's easier to say King Tut, isn't it?
Yeah.
But I want to say Tutankhamun.
That's good.
And the Golden Age of the Pharaohs. And actually, I understood that we're extending it for 5 days, and that's what we're announcing here. But if you want to make it 2 weeks, 2 weeks it'll be.
5 days.
5 days, okay.
Do we hear a bid?
Do you hear a bid? It's going to be 5 days. But folks, that means that somewhere in the neighborhood of another 100,000 people will be able to attend. That's great. That means that over 900,000 people will come here. What's incredible about that is it's not only excited the imagination of the young people and their families here in Los Angeles, but people outside of Los Angeles County. 52% of the people that have come here from outside of LA County. That's a great thing. In fact, I understand there's some students here who are outside of LA County, and I'm going to introduce them in a second. But think about this. $200 million infusion into the economy. So when we talk about entertainment and museums, you don't always think that there's an economic impact to that, but there is. And that's a great thing. So you get an exposure to world history, to a great civilization that we're still only finding out about and obviously in a mass way don't know enough about. And this is a great way to kind of add to what you've learned in school and your kind of superficial knowledge of the various dynasties. And King Tut is obviously one of the more significant ones. And when he was here, in 1978, a million people came, so that I had said to the museum directors, I want to get as close to a million as possible. I want more people to come to this exhibit than anywhere. And that's a big reason why all of us have agreed to do this. So I want to thank AEG and LACMA and all of you for agreeing to give these young people the opportunity to really enjoy this great civilization and get an introduction. And who knows, maybe you'll want to learn a lot more about not only King Tut, but the Egyptian civilization, the whole civilization in the Middle East that really is the foundation for Western civilization. Is there any Spanish-speaking cameras? None. I won't do anything in Spanish except to say gracias a todos. And now I get an opportunity to invite some young students from Santa Ana, I understand. Is that where you're from? Santa Ana in the house? Great young students who are going to participate. Why don't you come on up? All the young kids from, well, there's got to be a few of you. Who's from Santa Ana? Don't be shy, folks. You're going to be on TV in just a minute. And we have, okay, I love it. Univision is here. At least their marketing end is here. But Channel 34 is not here. So you're Veronica?
Yes.
Veronica Gerador?
Yes.
Thank you. And we want to thank you for helping us do this. And these are the young students from, what school are you from?
Santa Ana.
Santa Ana High School?
Yeah.
Well, I knew you were from Santa Ana, Santa Ana High School. And are you excited to go and look at all the people that are coming to this exhibit? And this is a weekday. Think about that. And it's like this all day long. In fact, when I came to see the exhibit, and I brought my entire family, I went with everybody else. I didn't do the special tour or anything. I went with all the people. And I wanted to see the smiles on their faces and the fascination that I think we all left with. Because this is a tremendous civilization and a very, very incredible exhibit. So with that, I'm going to give you the tickets. Or should I give them out to
yes,
them?
Yes, we'll share.
Okay, here we go. It's all of you?
Yes.
Then why are you so shy? Come on, everybody.
Thank you. Thank
you. Look, one of the things I want you to do is not be shy, okay?
Okay.
You want to be assertive. Does everybody have one?
Yes.
Okay. You all have one. You're going to have a good time?
Yeah.
Sure. Good. We're going to have a good time. So are there any questions? Anybody? Everybody got one?
No.
Okay, two more. Yes. Yes, 52% of the visitors to the King Tut exhibit are from outside of Los Angeles County. So again, this is a tremendous success. $200 million of new revenue to the economy. That's great. So entertainment is great for entertainment, and art is great for art purposes, but it's also great for the economy, and that's also great. And it's why I'm here today, because I want to promote both the arts and history and a great museum experience, but also I want to bring, you know, these people that came here the day I was here, I told them to go down the street to the Grove and go shop and go have a good meal, because we want to, and when you're finished, I hope you go over to the Grove as well. You know, you go over there, you go to the farmer's market, you have a little meal, and then you go back to Santa Ana, right?
Yeah.
Might as well enjoy LA. So, any other questions about anything? Hearing none, yes. Well, thank you for sharing that statistic. It's one I've shared before. And, you know, when San Francisco, a city one-fifth the size, spends more than we do on arts and culture, you know something's wrong. And I'll tell you, I've said about, when I think about the arts and culture, it's not just important for its own purpose, and it's important for that purpose. It's also important to the economy. But it's also a great uniter. You know, you don't have to speak Egyptian or you don't have to speak Spanish to like a folklorico or Egyptian alike, an exhibit of this kind. It's a uniter. I think music and culture can unite communities, and the city as diverse as this, I think it's important. So the answer is there is going to be a renewed commitment to arts and culture, and maybe out of our own budget, or I just may go out and raise the public-private kind of initiative efforts that I think are very important as well. But I understand that I'll take one more question, and then we're going to go on a tour.
What's your favorite part of the exhibit here?
That was a good question. I like the whole thing. I went through it. I can't tell you that there was something specific, but maybe when I go through it right now, I can get reminded and say this was what I liked the most.
What's your favorite part of
I'll answer that afterwards. We have done some things regarding that, but I want to focus on this right now.
Do you have a specific, could you remind me, that you think the city needs
I think we need to join the great cities of the world and spend a like amount of money in terms of, you know, the percentage of our budget that other great cities do. If you look at New York and Chicago, San Francisco, they're investing in arts and culture in a way dramatically different from Los Angeles. They just are. And we could do a better job.
Have you, a year ago, Mayor, been Mayor Hahn sort of table in other words, that report exists and it calls for specific measures. Oh, it was on Cambridge.
Well, let me give you an example of what we've already done.
I wonder if you would be open to raising revenues through...
Let me give you... I'm not looking at taxes right now, I'll be honest with you, but let me look at tell you something that we've already done. The city's already committed. Eli Berg pushed my predecessor to look at the issue of cultural tourism, asked the city of Los Angeles to put together $2 million, the state, the county, to put in $2 million, and he was going to match that for a total of $8 million. The city came forward with it too. Unfortunately, the state and the county didn't, and so we've not moved ahead. I'm going to use, you know, my bully pulpit to convince the state and the county that we need to be a partner in this, because, you know, you, as I said, you'll not only bring great art, but you'll bring people here to this great city to enjoy that art, and there'll be, you know, a tremendous impact on the economy, as we've seen with this exhibit alone, a $200 million infusion into the economy. So those are the kinds of things we want to look at. We're going to go on a tour real quickly, so let's go do that. Come on.
Thank